welcome to another bite-sized sex talk with Keith. And this is the place where we like to talk about sexuality topics every Friday if you're on podcast land, and every Thursday if you're joining me here on Twitch. Thank you. So, like always, people in the chat, you're more than welcome to give in your two cents on this topic. If you have anything you'd like to add, any questions, concerns, anything like that, you're more than welcome. I'm just gonna jump right into it right now. So, we're gonna go through anal tips for beginners. This was a topic that was recommended by my community, like it always is when we talk about certain things. So, as this topic of sex becomes less taboo and more accepted, people are more openly trying out different forms of sexual play. Actually, that makes me think. So, this one person I was talking to at work, because it was a coworker's birthday today, and our HR manager ends up saying, do you know that if today's your birthday, it probably means that your parents had sex on Valentine's Day and conceived you? And he was just like, I've never thought about my parents conceiving me before, la la la. And then I ended up going into talking about how my family's pretty open about talking about sex, and my HR manager ended up saying the same thing with her family. Now, I ended up going on to saying how my gay uncles, they ask me questions like, so because you're straight and, you know, we hear these things, is it true that once, like, well, first of all, we're surprised that you and Mr. Candy aren't fat. Generally speaking, isn't that what happens to straight people once they get together? No, clearly not. Doesn't have to be the case. I mean, yes, some people get comfortable, but so you can say that about anybody that's straight, gay, bisexual, whatever. Like, it's not just one sexuality that has that for some reason. And then another thing they ended up asking me is, okay, so because you're straight, do you guys still have sex? Because I've heard that once you're with somebody for a really long time, you guys stop having sex. And again, it's just a misconception, right? But then the weird thing is, a different misconception about gays is that for some reason, it means that, well, they're more promiscuous, or that they have more lovers or whatever. And sure, that could be true for some. And I do have some gay friends where every time I talk to them, they're dating somebody new. And whatever, that's what works for them. I'm not here to judge. As long as they're happy, I really don't care. And as long as they're safe. And as long as their partner's safe, you know what I mean? But for her to say, like, oh, well, they're more promiscuous and they're more open to the idea of different types of relationships and stuff, it's like, actually, no. It's just that they're more open about talking about it. And generally speaking, most straights or more fluid genders, in a sense, are not as open to talking about their relationship status, let alone their sexuality status. I don't mind at all, Iron. It's so true, though. I'm telling you, it's true. You should have heard it on the cruise. Every morning, my uncles are telling me how, you know, they had to have some fun in the morning first. And then I find out about my dad and my mom. I'm like, oh my god. While we're having breakfast, my dad is telling me things that I didn't know still happened in my parents' bedroom. Let me tell you, I grew up really quickly after that. I'm just like, well, I talk about sexuality all day with my community. I should be okay with my dad talking to me about their sex life. Honestly, I'm an adult now and have been for a very long time, and it doesn't freak me out. So thank God. I gotta say, thank God. So, after that little segue, let's get back right into this. From anal to BDSM, the world is learning to let itself get a little freaky. That said, we want to provide some tips for those who are trying anal for the first time to make it more of a pleasurable, safe experience. practice relaxing. If you're, oh, thank you so much, Pika. Thank you so much for the retweet. Can we also get a shout out for Pika, please? And for Spazzy. If you are tense and worked up in a nervous way, the muscles that control your sphincter are going to be tight, making it not only hard, but painful to get anything in there. Take time before you start playing to try different relaxation exercises to relax those muscles. You know what? At this point, he would have to be because he's also talking to me about my mom and him. But it wasn't anything like super, like, oh my God, this happened and that happened, da da da. It was more of a place of concern when my mom was saying that I think her lower back was in pain, and my dad was more concerned that she wasn't talking to their doctor about the ins and outs of pain and just sexual things between my parents. My dad honestly just wanted some advice. Yeah, thanks, Spazzy. Aww. Adjust to sensation. Ease yourself into it. Allow yourself to experiment with smaller toys and fingers first so that you can give your body a chance to adjust to having something inserted anally. Building up to the main event will reduce not only the overall stress of anal play for the first time, but the risk of pushing past your limits. Always start small, guys. Water-based lube. For anal play, a good quality water lube is a wonderful thing. It will make the experience easier, increase sensitivity, and you don't have to worry about a ton of mess from it. Pay attention to the booty. With the end goal being in sight, it doesn't mean you should neglect the butt cheeks themselves. Massage, spank, rub, and just generally tease those cheeks to build sensation and anticipation. No pain. If it hurts, you either need to let yourself relax and breathe more and apply more lube. Don't hesitate to use as much lube as you need. This is something I thought of, but I always heard that anal sex can tear your asshole. Is this true? If you're not careful, I have also heard of this. If there is pain, you definitely need to stop and relax or go slow, not use something as large, use more lube. It is, yeah. So you just need to be, if you are relaxed enough, you won't, right? And we'll go through a little bit of this while we're talking about it. Play on your own first. Oh, thank you, Lazy. Thanks so much for the retweet. Use toys or your fingers to see if the sensation of anal play is something you'll actually enjoy before you commit to it with a partner. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you don't enjoy it at all. Shower sex. This might be one of the few times that showering or bathing sex is actually a good idea. Since relaxation is a major factor here, doing so where you're able to relax can be a very helpful thing. Plus, you have the added benefit of being somewhere you can clean up immediately after play. Start small. I just want to drive the point home that really starting small is very important, and it's one thing at a time, right? Don't try to jump into the big stuff right away. Working your way up with small things like fingers, tongues, and smaller sex toys designed for anal play. A butt plug kit and use generally increase size is usually a good idea. Stick to the shallow area. The nerve endings that you're trying to stimulate are in the anus itself, not way up in there. Okay, guys? So if you stick to keeping it relatively shallow, you can avoid the possible pain and discomfort that can be associated with anal play if you're not prepared enough. Avoid fast movements. At first, you're going to want to take it slow. Don't just jam anything up there and start letting it fly. Let yourself adjust to the sensation and how everything works before increasing the speed. So what that means is, let's say, okay, you get a finger in there and it feels super bizarre, but just stop and just leave the finger there and just relax. Try not to tense up. You know, simple breathing exercise until you feel comfortable with that size before you start thrusting or deciding to put, you know, multiple fingers in there. Positioning. Don't hesitate to try. A kitty has left me. Fine, kitty. Okay, positioning. Don't hesitate to try positions for anal other than doggy style. There are a variety of positions that make anal play very easy and enjoyable. Don't restrict yourself to just one. Communication, as well with all things sexual, communication with your partner is key. Never hesitate to communicate with your partner about how things feel or what is needed. I do not know what that is. What is it? Yeah, also, hello. How's it going? Oh, is that where you take you take the panties and you wedge it up? Sure, I mean, if you find that attractive and you're into that kind of play, why not? I say talk to your partner about it. If you're super into it and you want them to do it, what you can do is just ask them, right? Surprisingly clean. The anus and lower area of the rectum have very little, if any, fecal matter in it. So it is much cleaner than you think and perfectly safe to play. However, if it makes you feel more comfortable, feel free to use an anal douche. However, make sure you do not do this constantly. Such a thing should only be done once in a while. There are different ways to actually clean your anus if you're concerned about anal play. Definitely at least make sure you go to the bathroom before you do any kind of anal play and or wash yourself with some soap and water. And there is definitely different things to look up online on how to clean your rectum before anal play. Spassy. Don't double dip. This is so important, guys. While the anus is cleaner than you think, it should be advised. Hi, baby. It should be advised that you don't use the same finger for both your vaginal play without it being cleaned first. This is how you get a UTI. Please do not do this. Take care of yourself. Do not use any toy in your bum that you then want to put in your vagina. That is a bad, bad, bad idea. Always make sure to clean it first, or even still, what's better than that is having toys that are just for your bum and other toys that are just for your vagina. If you do not have that and you only have one toy, what I'm going to suggest is use a condom for when it's anal play, just to make sure that it's extremely clean, because trust me, you do not want a UTI. UTIs are horrible, horrible, horrible. And then hopefully these tips have given you an idea of what to be prepared for and what to be in preparation for anal play. Try out new things, experiment, and have fun, but always communicate with what your preferences are and how you feel about what's going on. It's always very important to talk to your partner about anal play. And just because I say anal play doesn't mean there even has to be any type of penetration. When I'm saying anal play, this can just be rimming. This can be just slapping the ass. This can just be, rubbing the opening to the anus. All these things are part of anal play and can be added and mixed into any kind of foreplay or sexual play that you have with a partner. Just remember that any kind of sexual play doesn't always need to have a form of penetration, right? It's all talking openly and honestly with yourself or with who you're enjoying each other, that you're enjoying your body with this other person. And always just remember to be safe. Always be safe, safe, safe. All right. Thanks so much for another wonderful podcast. And I will talk to you next week. Bye, guys.